T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Ben Davis is going to join us here in a couple minutes as the game was called. Are we ready to go? It's all. Yeah, game called. Starts pouring rain. Phillies get the win in 6 innings, 2-0 over the Blue Jays. But as long as they did the game, Ben Davis of NBC Sports Philadelphia still gets his paycheck, right?
As long as they do the game.
What's up, Ben?
How we doing, fellas?
We're ready, man. We are ready. Hit that
button. That's the second time I've done that today. You're a former catcher.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to see John and I throw out the first pitch today?
I did not. I was running down to get my binoculars. I did not see it. How'd it go?
It went fantastic, and I'm glad you didn't see it.
Smooth as stucco.
Well, one of us. Listen, I was. He was from the windup. I went from the stretch, like I was a reliever.
A lot different than throwing a football, isn't it?
A lot different.
And you're throwing it wrong-handed, too.
Well, hold on, man. I'm a closer.
Now, you'd be a situational reliever.
A situational reliever?
You'd be Paul Ossenmacher coming from the left-hand side, trying to get those guys out. So, Ben, we did an interview with Jake Arrieta earlier, and it's amazing how one pitcher signed so late in spring training can really change. Not that you didn't think that Phillies are going to be exciting this year and that they don't have great young players in their lineup, but you looked at the starting staff and you're like, all right, you got Nola, and then you have a lot of question marks. And instantly you're saying, oh, we got a pretty good start, top of the rotation, and maybe Velasquez can put it together. Maybe some of the other guys can. Really changes kind of the outlook that you have for the team, especially right from jump street.
It absolutely does. It's like adding a Mike Trout or a Bryce Harper to your lineup. That's what it does for the starting rotation. You're right. There were a lot of question marks going into spring training. I have liked how some of these guys have stepped it up a little bit in the starting rotation, and Ben Lively today was outstanding. So, but you're right. This whole Jake Arrieta thing, it takes a team that I think you're in the, quote, rebuild stages to a team that's going to compete. And we heard Jake Arrieta say, we're going to compete. We're going to be in the mix this year, and we're going to have conviction, and that's what you like to hear.
When you get a veteran like that coming in, right, and obviously he has a resume that is very impressive and is going to garner the respect of everyone in the clubhouse, but he clearly came in first press conference and just I'm assuming he's sending a message to everybody to let them know why he came here.
Right.
And it wasn't about this sort of rebuilding thing. While that process will still continue, but the expectation of winning ball games – not saying winning the World Series, but just winning ball games and having the expectation to play in the postseason. Does a young club respond to that from an excitement standpoint, or do they feel like you've added pressure to the situation?
No, I think you respond to it positively. I mean, look, the day one he signed, he's in the dugout, and he had every pitcher around him. He had all the catchers around him. They were just talking, and that's something that a veteran guy can instill in a young pitching staff, and It's going to be fun. Ike, better than anybody. We put that uniform on. First of all, we play the game because it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. We play the game because it's fun. We love playing it. But we play that game to win, you know? And that's why he puts that uniform on. He said, we're going to win. That's the only reason we play. I mean, it's fun. And everything's more fun when you win.
Yeah.
And I think that's what these young guys are going to learn from him, and the fact it's not just X's and O's and execution, but it's a mindset. It's a way you attack your business every day.
Yeah, I think talking to some of the guys today that if you're kind of on the outside looking in, even if you're a Phillies fan, you almost look at this team and say, well, they're probably 1 year away from being next year they're able to sign a free agent, some of the other guys mature, and maybe next year's the year where they make that push towards the playoffs. Talking to some of these young guys, and Nick and Aaron Altair and Scott Kingery, they think that they can do it this year. And it's almost like just kind of quietly they're saying, a lot of people on the outside don't think that we're ready to win baseball games, and we think we're ready to win baseball games. This is a very young and talented team right now when you look at the core. what's realistic this year for this team?
Well, you look at them, how many games can they win? Why can't they win? You know, if they can, obviously the addition of Arrieta, the bullpen is solid. They are solid. They're going to help out tremendously. I think the middle of the lineup is going to be very good. I think the addition of Santana was huge. I think Rhys Hoskins is going to continue to hit. I don't think that was a fluke, because you watch this guy's approach, the way he steps in the batter's box, he's going to hit. He's going to provide offense. You know, offensively, they've had some struggles this spring, and it is a bit of concern of mine. Some of the guys that I think the Phillies are depending on have really scuffled this spring training. I know it is only spring training, but when you scuffle when you're younger, if you scuffle if you're a veteran guy in spring training, you kind of learn, you know exactly where you're going to be. But if you're younger, it starts to play some tricks on your mind a little bit. So, you know, can they win? Yes. I think the offense is going to have to be there, though.
Let me ask you about the catching position, right? We've talked about all the other positions, and they've been well-documented in the new acquisitions. This the catcher position, if Cameron Rupp isn't going up as the guy, and you got Alfaro and Knapp back there, is there enough experience there to handle this pitching staff to where you can win baseball games the way we expect to win them this year?
Is there enough experience? I think that's something that they can acquire, because they're going to have to – communications have to going to be huge. Whether that be meetings before the game, sitting with the pitchers during games. If Knapp isn't playing that particular day, he can sit with some of the pitchers and just talk. You have to talk. You have to communicate. That's one thing that Gabe Kapler and Rick Kranitz, the pitching coach, are so good about, is communication. And that's going to be huge. It's like a relationship. If you don't communicate with your significant other, then it's not going to be a good relationship.
Yeah.
So you have to communicate, and that's something that these guys are working on. And they're going to try and figure out the best way to get these guys out. But I think they've both made strides, and Cameron Rupp has made strides. And I think that as long as they keep moving forward, the progress is going to be seamless.
Is Alfaro ready for a 100 games behind the plate this year? We know what he offers with the bat. We need to see the approach at the plate continue to get better defensively, especially with this pitching staff. Adding Arrieta really helps, because now you actually have a veteran back there. But with this pitching staff, is that too much for Alfaro? How do you think that plays out as far as time?
No, I don't think it's too much. I think it's something that, again, he can work into. I think they're looking for him to catch maybe a little bit more than 100 games. You can see the size of him. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is, man.
When he makes contact, he makes contact.
He does. Yeah. He does. He's a heck of an athlete. I was watching him take ground balls at third base the other day. He looked like Brooks Robinson over there. No joke. He's very talented. He can run. But I think his body is that he can handle the workload. He's a kid that wants to learn every day. They say, you know, he's always asking questions, and he wants to learn. He wants to work more and get better.
Oh, there you go. So the pride of Malvern Prep, Ben Davis joins us here.
Yeah.
I agree. So we
have Malvern Prep?
Yeah, we have to get the inside dirt.
Yeah. You got any LeBron updates?
Come on, give us the dirt.
Come on, man.
I haven't heard anything. I really have not heard anything on the LeBron front. But as I mentioned to you guys earlier today, if his son does go to Malvern, he's going to have to shoot the three. That offense is centered around the three.
Yeah.
I would have fit in that offense just fine. Oh,
come on, man. Come on.
I never stepped foot inside the arc. I said, well, I go for two, and I go for three.
Yeah, it's more
points.
So
he's going to have to be able to shoot the rock from the outside if he does go to Malvern.
Well, unlike his dad, when he came in, the game is built around three-point shooting now. So I would imagine Bronny.
Yeah, I'm sure he's cherry-picking out there at the three-point line.
Yeah, he's out there firing him up.
Well, let's just hope he ends up at a wonderful institution like Malvern Prep. He doesn't go to, like, a Haverford School or Germantown Academy, one of those places.
He could be there. He could be there, Ben. So I'm not going to ask you an official prediction. Yeah, you obviously you're doing the games, but I mean, is this a kind of get to July, see where you are, and then the team has the money, has the resources. This is a really deep organization as far as their farm system. They have players that they can use in trades to bring somebody else in. We know they have a lot of money. Is this a get to July and then see where you are, and then maybe make a push?
I think absolutely so. First and foremost, you want this core of young players to continue to get better day in and day out. Learn what life is like at the big league level, how to go about your business every day. That's first and foremost. Have these guys grow, and then see where they go. If the wins start to pile up, and they, you know, ownership has made it known that, hey, if it's close, we're going to go out and make a move. We can go out, and they have the means to do that, and that's one thing that John Middleton and the ownership group is very out and open about, that, hey, you know, if we think we can make this ball club better by acquiring somebody, then we'll go out and do it, and I think they definitely will do it.
But there he is.
Year three or year four for you doing the TV?
This is my fourth year.
Fourth year. What are we getting out of Ben Davis this year? I mean, what should we expect?
Well, hopefully.
Watching the tube, you know?
You get the same amount of enthusiasm I bring every day. Everyone that knows me or listens to me knows how much I love doing it. Next to playing, it really is one of the greatest things you could ever do. My passion for baseball, my passion for the Phillies growing up in the city, I love doing what I do.
He smells good, too, Ike.
He does.
Is that the gel?
Look at Ben, man.
That's just right guard.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
I didn't know if it was your laundry detergent or fabric softener. Or you're known for your gel in your hair,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it could be my laundry detergent.
What is wrong with you, man?
I noticed it this morning. He walked in. It was a nice, fresh, clean.
Well, I did give Ike a giant hug this morning. Maybe it's not me.
I do have one.
No, it's not cologne. You know what it is?
Thanks for letting that out,
Ben. He's the right guard.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's a nice, fresh... Fresh shower,
nice,
fresh
still
clean.
Working like, from 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right guard on too, man. What the hell?
All right, Ben. Hey, listen, man. It's going to be a good year, so we'll talk to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, always a pleasure. You guys do a great job. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely have you on.
Although, did I share with you the text I sent to him the other day about your station photo? I said, where'd you get this done? Glamour shots in the mall?
But the Brokeback Mountain?
Yes. 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 Yeah. We heard from everybody about the photos. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you, girl, Cindy Webster, for that.
That's Cindy Webster.
Cindy Lou.
Gotta be glamour shots at the mall.
But here's the other thing. We didn't do poses that she wanted. She wanted us
imagine if we did the poses that
she wanted us to hide behind.
Cindy Lou.
No, and she was serious. She wanted us to, like, hide behind pillars, like, with my head popping out.
Peeking out. Yeah. Only one with me sitting down and John leaning over my shoulder. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. But still, it looked,
we had to draw a line in the sand somewhere, man. Yeah.
With that being said,
it was a good photo. It was a good photo.
When you have two good-looking guys, there's only so much you can do.
That's right.
To make it not look like glamour shots.
That's right. That's right.
All right, there he is. Get out of here.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Ben Davis. Thanks, Ben.
Why didn't we get his thoughts on wearing makeup?
Yeah, well, he's wearing makeup right now. No makeup? You don't wear makeup on TV?
Yeah, when I first started, I would wear it, especially when I shave, because my good Irish skin gets nice and red. And then I just like, I can't wear it anymore. So just shave, and this is it. No makeup. No makeup.
Some of us don't need it.
I wore makeup in the photo shoot. I did.
When I'm in the studio, I'll put it on when I'm in the studio doing the pre and post game.
Yeah, you have to, because of the lights.
Yeah, as
the
lights. A manly man. There it is.
Hey, Ben Davis can wear makeup. I can.
We were getting ripped for it yesterday, man. Makeup.
Well, sometimes you have to. Those lights are bright, and you get a little shiny.
See? All right. See?
There he is. You can get out of here again. There he is, Ben Davis.
See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.